If there's one thing Green Party National Co-Chair Ben Manske knows about the party convention, is that the Greens won't bow to pressure from Democrats to defect and get behind John Kerry.
And I think we'd be very unlikely to lend any support to a candidate who voted to authorize the invasion of Iraq and who voted for the Patriot Act.
So Manske says the big decision at the convention will be whether to endorse this year's independent candidacy of Ralph Nader or to nominate one of several Green Party presidential candidates. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Kathleen Dolan says Greens appear to have a choice of staying true to their roots or trying to raise their visibility.
Nominating Nader would, I think, help them in terms of national visibility because of all of the media attention Nader will bring to things. But at some level, the relationship that they've had with Nader since the 2000 election hasn't been the most harmonious, and so it might be that they decide they'd rather be true to themselves and who they are and what they're trying to achieve without hitching their wagon to him.
This week, Nader tried to blur the choice by choosing a Green Party activist as his running mate. Professor Dolan says Nader appears to urgently need the help of Green Party convention delegates.
Nader's actually been having trouble getting on the ballot in a number of states on his own. So going with the Green Party might make that easier for him in a number of states where they have more of an established organization and established presence.
Aside from the presidential drama, the Green Party is billing itself as a fast-growing group, winning several state and some local government offices in the last few years. Co-chair Ben Manske says those office holders are active.
In Wisconsin, Greens on city councils in Racine and Milwaukee and Madison, Stevens Point, all across the state, have led the way in fighting for higher wages for workers, for a higher minimum wage.
Manske says organizing this week's Green Party convention has given those candidates and party members more experience and more energy for local races this fall. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.